Hello, this is Andy.
Is Andy Garcia?
This is he.
Yes, my name is Robert Vasquez. I got a card, I don't know how long it's been ago, that you were offering to buy my property at 360 North 20th Drive.
Yes, sir. I did send you that postcard, and luckily we buy houses year round, so if you were finally interested in selling your house, we can definitely help you with that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I just want to see what you guys are offering me. I mean, you know, see what, you know, what's going on.
Sweet. It's good to keep your options open, right? It doesn't have to get an opinion. So, yeah, there's no obligations or anything like that. We can definitely help you and see if we can make an offer on this house. So, the way it works is I would just need a little information from you during
sure.
the phone call, and then by the end of the phone call, the goal is that we can possibly make you an offer. So, if you want to go ahead and provide me with that address, and we'll go ahead and get started.
Okay, the address is 360 North 20th Drive.
And I'm sorry, that's 36 North 20th Drive?
Yeah, 360 North 20th Drive. Yes.
Okay, that's 850009, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah. I'm really familiar with this area. We bought in a lot of properties in this neighborhood. As far as selling goes, what can you tell me? Is this definitely something that you were looking at doing, or just sort of curious to what your options are, or?
Well, I guess what my options are. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm thinking about selling it, you know.
Yes, sir. So you're thinking about selling the property, you know, that time comes for everybody. Is this a rental, or are you living there, or, you know, what's the situation?
Oh, my sister was living there. I actually own it, but my sister was living there, her and her husband. But my sister decided to move in with my mother because, you know, she's by herself now. Yeah, my brother used to live there with her, but he passed. It's been a while now, but close to a year. Yeah, so she decided to move in with her so she wouldn't be by herself anymore.
So pretty much it sounds like it's the family property, right?
No, it's my property. It's my property. Yeah. Just that, you know, she was living there.
Yeah, exactly. So family's just been occupying the place, keeping it.
Yes.
Yeah, keeping it occupied, and then I know you mentioned that your sister lived there, Robert. When did she move out of there?
She just barely moved out about a couple days ago.
Oh, okay. So this is recent. It's not like the house has been vacant forever.
No, it hasn't been vacant long.
Yes, sir. Okay, so she moved out a few days ago. And when's the last time you saw the property? Did you see it after she moved out?
No, I haven't been there.
Okay, are you here locally?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, and I know it sounds like, you know, it might be a little early. It sounds like you're just sort of doing your homework. You know, we're doing our homework on our end. You know, I don't know if you've had a chance to think about it, but as far as any price goes, in order for you to even consider selling the house, I mean, did you have any idea ballpark what you would like to get for it?
What it's worth? I think it's worth like $70,000 only.
Yes, sir. And hey, it's not my job to tell you no, right? I mean, if it was up to me,
yes.
If you know, if everybody told me, hey, this is what I want, I would do it every time, just so we just so we could do business with everybody. Now, obviously, it doesn't work that way, but my goal and my job is to get as close as possible to that number, if not at that number.
Yes.
So I know, you know, going into further detail on the house, I guess, you know, bedroom and bathroom count, I know it's a smaller property, 700 square feet.
Yes.
Is this a 2-1? Is this a 2-1 or a 1-1?
What are you talking about?
Is this a two-bedroom, one-bathroom or a one-bedroom, one-bathroom?
It's a two-bedroom, one-bathroom.
Okay. All right. This is a two-bedroom, one-bathroom. And I know the family, you know, the family has been in and out of this house. Did you live here at any point?
Yes, I lived there back. Oh, God, it's been years.
Oh, wow,
And
really?
I, yes, I mean, I haven't lived in that house in, let me see, God, my daughter's what, 30? I think she was 4 when I last time we lived there, I lived there. So it's
Oh wow,
been,
so it's been a long time, right?
yes.
Man, you guys have you've owned this house. You've owned some house for a long time. I'm sure you probably had some good times, some good memories, some sort of attachment to the house.
Yeah, well, I just held on to it, but because of I thought maybe I'd later on I'd move back, but I like living up where I live at,
Oh, okay, sweet. What side of town do you live in?
I live up around Camelback and 17th Avenue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not too far from there. My parents live on 107th and Camelback, and I pretty much grew up everywhere in Phoenix. Yeah, we grew up in my family grew up on the West Valley, but my dad used to work Central, and I used to help him with construction jobs. So I'm really familiar with just the 8500 9 85005 area.
Yes.
I know there's a lot going on. I mean, there's a lot of houses where like it's gotten to the point where I mean like most houses are just at this point they're approaching 100 years. Like a lot of the houses are starting to be 100 years old. And usually about that time, I mean most houses could use some touch up and some work. So that's when people
Yes.
start to buy them. I mean I know your property specifically. Do you know what your build it is by any chance?
I sure don't. I bought it off my ex-wife's cousin, actually. And I guess
Oh, okay.
when he bought it, it was a one bedroom, one bath. And then he added on like the living room part and the back part where the washroom's at and the other bedroom's at. He added on to the house. So it was
Yeah.
actually a real small house.
Now, if you're and I was gonna ask, so I, if you're if your sister, if she's anything like my sister. And I asked her, "Hey, how does the house look? Did you leave it clean, or did does your house need some work?" She'll be like, "Oh no, the house is super clean. I did everything." And then I show up, and she it's not as clean as she says it was. I know you didn't see the
Yeah.
house personally, but did your sister tell you as far as like how the house looks? Does it need some work? Have you guys done any sort of upgrades, or what can you tell me
Well,
about the
the only
inside?
upgrade, I know we did some upgrade back one time in the bathroom, some plumbing work we did actually. Now I know at one time she also did some sheetrocking in there too, and I don't know, I forgot what she said they'd done, but I know, I mean, and then I had the roof, I had it like shingled once and some roof work done, but it's been a while. I mean, so I don't actually know exactly what else is, how it actually looks,
So probably normal wear and tear, right? I would say. Call
Yes,
it normal
I
wear and
would
tear.
say yes.
Okay. And Robert, again, I mean, my job is to again give you what you're looking for out of this house, if not
Yes.
as close as possible as the company can get. I'm not the one who makes the final decision on that at the end of the day. I'm just kind of here as, to relay the messages and
Yes.
take calls on the company's behalf. So just to give me an idea, I know, this is our first time speaking. I
Yes.
don't know how ready you are to make a decision, but assuming, just assuming, I know I haven't, ran over any numbers. It's just something I have to confirm. But if we
Yes.
were able to make you an offer that you like, that was close enough to that 70,000, and again, everything made sense to you, how soon is this something that you're looking to do as far as like sell the house and make a decision on accepting an offer?
Well, the closer you get to that offer, the better. Because I mean, like, I have these different cards that people have sent me no, I don't know how when I gotten them. I got different ones, and you're the first one I've called. Because it's
Yes,
a
sir.
picture card, and you had your name on it. You're a Hispanic gentleman, so it's like somebody, I just,
I
you
see
know,
ya,
I
I
just,
see
this
ya.
is like the one of the first ones I've called,
Yes, sir.
So.
Well, no, we definitely thank you, you know, for keeping up some mind. I know it's been a while since we sent that mail, that postcard.
Yes, exactly.
And no, so
and I've held on to it. My sister had gotten them, I guess, at the house. I don't know if this one came to me. No, this one came to my apartment, actually. Yeah, because it has my address on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have other ones that went to the house that my sister had given me. So I just added to the ones, you know. So like I said, you know, this is one of the first I've called. You guys, well, this is the first one that you guys have called, you know.
Yes, sir. No, yeah, we have we get good data. I mean, we've been in business for 4.5 years now. Luckily, I mean, we've been able to get, you know, pretty good at what we do.
Yeah.
So we have, you know, we have access to accurate information. That's how we're able to get your mailing address, as opposed to like most people, they just probably mail it to your sisters, like you said.
Yes.
So I mean, we're definitely here to help, and you know, we want to do our part. I know that you don't know us anything, and I know that you have some, you know, you're just exploring your options. You know, I will be honest, we're not in the business of getting into bidding wars. It's just it's just not the way we do business. And you know, that's kind of why I asked you. I mean, what would make you happy, right? Because again, our goal is always to try to get to that number, if not as close as possible to it. And again, I mean, we're straightforward people. The way I view it is, you know, if we can make our customers happy, you know, there's no reason why you know, we shouldn't be able to you know, make a deal happen. You know, sometimes we do end up paying a little more for our houses, but we'd rather make at least a little bit of profit than no profit. You can't get greedy in this business. So, you know, for us, it's like we rather buy 20 properties, you know, a month than, you know, have to buy, you know, 5 properties a month, but all those 5 have to have, you know, really good spreads, you know. So we work in volume, and that's how we're able to pay a little more than our competitors. Now, I mean, I know this is your first phone call to me, but I mean, how open-minded are you, you know, to accepting an offer if we can make it happen, what you want?
I'm pretty open. You know,
yes, sir.
Because I mean, I'm not planning on moving back, and I'm not really thinking about, you know, moving anybody else in, you know, because, you know, actually family's only has actually kind of like lived there, you know. So I knew it would be, you know, more or less taken care of, and I've never really had anybody else but family there, you know.
Oh yeah, you don't want to get into, unless you want to be like a landlord for like business.
No, I don't want to be nothing like that. So it's like,
yeah, man.
You know, I'm at the point now where I want to sell it, you know. But I want a fair offer, you know. Like I say.
Yes, sir. And that's what that's why I was asking. I mean, because we only, you know, and I'll be honest, sir, we only do business with people who are open-minded, you know, and people who are fair, because we have to be the same way, right? I mean, we can't do business with somebody who's not open-minded, you know, so in the grand scheme of things, I mean, it sounds like you're pretty ready if you could get that $70,000 that you're looking for, though.
Yes, because I still owe a little bit on it, not much, but I want to be able to still, like, maybe take the money and, like I said, I live in an apartment, so I'm thinking maybe take the money and then just put it towards buying me something else, but, you know, somewhere's like, I like this area where I live at, you know. I lived here for quite a while.
Yes,
sir. I used to at one time own the one across the street. I actually, too, at one time, 361, I was actually mine. I saw it one time.
Oh, wow.
The one directly across the street, 361, actually, one time I owned it.
Oh, wow. Why'd you sell that one? How long ago did you sell
that? Well, at the time, me and my ex lived there, and then when we split up, I just let her have it. Because there was her and the kid, so, you know, that way they had a roof over their heads, you know. So I let her have it, and then later on she sold it.
Yes, sir. All right, and I'm just trust me, I mean, I'm not, you know, again, my job is to, my goal, and it's not my job, right? Because
Yes.
at the end of the day, I mean, it's not my money. I mean, I'm here to make our customers happy and make sure that our customer buys houses. And to walk you through how it works
Yes.
exactly, it's super, super simple. You know, every sale, it goes through a title company to protect you as well as us. You know, I'm
Okay.
not going to show up at your doorstep with a pile of cash and say, "Hey, look, here's $70,000. Sign over the house to me," right? That would be weird. So it'll all go through a title company, and then, you know, if I said, "Hey, look, we're going to be able to do X amount of dollars," and you said, "Andy, you know what? That's going to work for me." The way it would go is we would just send over an offer that says that you accepted our offer for X amount of dollars, and then send it to the title company. And then the title, is the title clear, Robert?
Yes, I mean, no, there's, like I said, I owe about 6,000 on it.
And that's a
So I
mortgage?
would
That's a
have
mortgage?
to, yeah, actually the mortgage is like, oh my God, the mortgage is so low on that house, it's unreal. 'Cause actually when I bought the house, when I actually bought the, it was like, they said there, it was like, you know, I was buying a house, I ran a piece of property just so I was a house on it. That's how they wrote it up. No, no, then it was Valley Bank, now it's Chase. So Chase
Yes,
actually
sir.
has the lien on it, you know, but you know, it's extremely low.
Okay, so pretty much, so I guess so that confirms what I need to know. I mean, it sounds like the house is pretty much going to be free and clear. You already
Oh
know what
yes.
you owe.
Yes, I
And what
know what I
happens
owe
if,
'cause
yes, sir. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
oh no, that's it. Like I know what I owe on it, you know, so whatever I and once I, you know, I'd like to make, you know, get like say if I can get close to what, you know, or get what it's worth, and then I'd pay them off, you know, they get their share and what, you know, whatever's left, you know, would be what I would make off it, you know.
Yes, sir. And I was going to tell you that that'll actually get paid out of your proceeds. So, you know, say we were able to do the $70,000,
Yes.
anything you owe, so like the mortgage, it'll just get paid out of that money. Of
Yes.
course, I mean, with your authorization, the title company will pay them,
Yes.
and that would be at close of escrow, and then that would just come out of the money that we pay you.
Okay.
Okay, and then just kind of finalizing some stuff here. Robert, can I ask you, do you have access to your email right now by any chance?
My email? I do have
Do
an
you have
email, but I really hardly use it. But what do you need my email address?
So yeah, and I mean this works I mean it's super super simple the way it works.
Yes.
You know, and here's what would be next. I would just
Okay.
have to make a phone call over to the. I would be placing you on just a brief hold, and I would be
Yes.
calling the owner of the company. He hasn't got to
Okay.
the office yet, so it would just be a matter of me calling and saying, "Hey, look, I've been talking with Mr. Vasquez. He has this house. This is what he needs out of it. Can we make it happen?" And then what happens is he'll call our contractor. And our contractor will give us the estimate on what he's going to cost us to redo everything.
Yes.
You know, we're in the business of remodeling, so you know, if we
Okay,
bought
I see.
your home, I mean, we want to give it a new purpose. We want to give it a new life. We want to make it, you know, nice and pretty. Add the grays, the whites, you know, and put another family who can enjoy it in there. So again, we're in the business of remodeling, so we just have to call our contractors and confirm the
Yes.
price, and then that way, if we could make the $70,000 happen, the way it would work is I would just send the offer over to your email, and then we would get that filled out and send it over to the title company right away. And then
Okay.
that would be how the sale begins. And that's why I was
Okay.
asking if you had access to your email, because I would be sending the offer to your email.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can give you my I can give you my email, because.
Okay, so here's what we're so you have okay, so you have email, and then do you have did you have access to it right now, like on a laptop or a computer or on your phone?
On my phone.
On your phone. Okay, so
yes.
Here's what we're gonna do, Robert. I'm like I said, gonna place you on just a brief hold, 2-3 minutes, if you
sure.
don't mind. And then I'm gonna call the owner of the company. We're gonna confirm that the company can pay the $70,000. And then
okay.
if we can do the $70,000, would you say that we have a deal, sir?
Okay.
So again, I just have to call and confirm that. And again, I just have to make a few phone calls. But you know, I did need to know, Robert. I mean, if I can make the $70,000 happen, would you say that we have a deal? Would we be able to shake hands on
if
that?
If you could do the $70,000, we have a deal. Let's do that.
Okay. Yeah, and like I said, I mean, that's my goal. So give me, like I said, just a few minutes. I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay.
And I'll check it.
Alrighty.
Back in with you here shortly, and hopefully we can get this thing going.
Okay.
Okay. Give me just a second, Robert.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Hey Robert, you with me, sir?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I hate when I call like companies and they place me on hold. It's like the most annoying
uh-huh.
thing in the world, right? So I just wanted to check in with you. It's looking like it's going to be possible. Just you know, we have to confirm a few things. We're calling our contractors right now,
uh-huh.
just to get the green light. Just be patient with me. I just wanted to check in with you. I didn't want to leave you on hold waiting too long.
Okay.
So I'll be right back with you, sir. I just want to check in.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Give me just a second. Hey, Robert, just one more time. It shouldn't be more than like another minute, 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So far, good news. Boss told me not to say it yet, but it looks like we're going to be able to make the $70,000 happen. We're just finalizing everything. So just like I said, I mean, I'm not in the business of telling you, hey, look, Robert, you know, I can't do the $70,000. I want it at $60,000, right? Because more often than that, I mean, that's the type of people that are in our business. Like I said, I mean, it is a little more than we would hope to pay for, but we'd rather make at least a little bit of profit than no profit. And we're okay with that. So with that said, just be patient with me. I almost have it finalized. And then, well, I guess while I have you here, what's your email?
My email is, you ready? Okay, it's Big Papa V.
Big Papa.
61.
I'm sorry, that's Big Papa. Can you? What's after Big Papa?
V, as in Vasquez.
Okay.
61@gmail.com.
@gmail. Okay, I'm gonna go check back in with the boss man really quick. Give me another minute, and then I'll be right back with you. Like I said, we're working on making it happen in just a second.
Okay.
Hey, Robert, I am back, and no more hold time for you. So just a quick question for you.
Sure.
You know, I did want to ask, what do you plan on doing today after you sell the house? We're able to make $1,000 happen. We just got it.
Okay.
So I'm sure that makes you happy, right?
Yes.
Heck yeah. No, that makes us extremely happy that we're able to get to what we're needing out of it. We're not able to for everybody, but luckily we are for you.
I know you guys are gonna make out, because you know the way the house sits, you can always build forward. You know, I mean, or even if you were to tear it out and put another house up, you know, the way the property sits, it's weird, you know.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's how I always thought about it, you know, the way it's at, you know. But I got a doctor's appointment.
Oh, do you?
That's why I'm off today. That's why I'm off today. I actually used to work for the city of Phoenix, and I retired.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did 33 years at the city of Phoenix, and then I thought, okay, got a pension, I'm done working, but I got bored after a year and a half. So I went to work for a company called Leona Group. I don't know if you ever heard of them, but they have charter schools. They're charter schools.
Oh, okay.
They have charter schools, so I work. I do maintenance now at 6 different schools.
Oh, wow. So you're always moving around. You're always busy then.
Yes, which I like. Instead of being stuck at one school, at least I'm in different locations, you know. I'm not stuck at one school.
I'm curious. Why is that? Why is that? Do you just not like being in one place all the time?
No, I'd rather be able to move around. Because the schools ain't, their schools ain't big, really, you know. Some are bigger than others, you know, so it's, you know, I get stuff done within a couple of days, you know, if they have it for me, and then I'm on to my next school, you know, to, you know, whatever I have to do. So, you know, I maintain the different schools. So, you know, I'd rather not be stuck at one school all day long, you know, I mean, forever. There was a gentleman that did work with us. He'd rather be at one school. And to me, it's like, oh God, I'd rather move around, you know, than be at one school all day, all the time, you know.
Yeah, I'm definitely the same way. I would rather move around. I like meeting new people too. So
yeah. And when I worked for the city of Phoenix, you know, I was all over, you know, because I wasn't at one spot. You know, we were all over city of Phoenix area. So. That's what I liked about the city, you know. You move around. You don't. You're not in one spot.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. I mean, for me, like, I would probably. Do you get like an option? Do they give you the option if you wanna of what you wanna do, if you wanna move around or if you just wanna stay at one school?
Oh no, that's how they're set up, because there's so many schools they have. You know, I mean, they're East Valley, West Valley. I'm Central. I'm considered centralized. So I'm, a lot of my schools are off of Central, and I have one up north around 26th Street and Cave Creek. No, Greenway, I'm sorry. And then I have one on 7th Street and McDowell area. So some of my schools are pretty close together, so I like that better.
Yeah, that way it's less of a commute, right?
Yes, yeah, to me. And even the one on 26th Street in Greenway, it's not far from my house. And I'm there, I can be there about 20 minutes, you know. And then by the time I start, you know, depending what time I start, because like Mondays and Tuesdays, I start at 5 in the morning. Wednesdays and Thursdays, I start at 9:30. So... it all depends.
Yeah, is
but I mean, the traffic's not so bad.
Not very bad. And you said
no, it's not
your,
at that time
your
of day.
Day off, you usually get a lot of days off.
Not really. I mean, because what happens is when they're off, we do a lot more work. You know, we might. I might work with somebody else, another gentleman, where he does more stuff. You know, he does electrical and plumbing. I do light plumbing, light electric. Not even the no electrical at all. Not even that. But I just, you know, like I do mostly like, you know, I might air filters, ceiling tiles, stuff like that. You know, if there's some leaks or something like that, you know. But there are times we might do, like when the schools, like say like around Christmas break time, we might be doing bigger, little bigger jobs, you know. We try to knock out within that time. And we might work, we all might, because there's a gentleman on the east side, I'm in the central, and we have a female now who works on the west side. She's pretty cool. She's pretty good.
Oh,
She likes to work on cars. She's a mechanic, more mechanically inclined.
and
And
you
she
get
worked
along with
for
her
this.
pretty well?
Oh yeah, she. I just met. I actually met her at her school. She used to work at a school, and she just said, "Well, she got tired of. She got in a guy, and she got tired of that. What she's doing a little bit, and there's no really moving up. But she wanted to get more to the field, like she likes to do. She likes to have more hands on. So she's pretty good. So."
So
And
it sounds
it
like
worked out great for us.
you're a lucky man. There's not a lot of people who are as happy as you to go into work every day. It sounds like there needs to be more people like that, if you ask me. Like,
Yeah,
I hate when
I
I'm
like what I
in
do. I mean, to me, it's like, it's more for the kids, because you're making sure
100%.
that. Stuff's going on. They had the lights. Like I changed out the lamps. So I go to the classrooms. And I make sure that if they stuff. I know if they stick. If there's too much paper in the toilet, I can unclog it. stuff like that. because so you get some of these kids. I don't know what about. What's going on to their head, but they might. So there's always ways. I mean, I have the tools. I have tools there, and I have tools on my car, they've given me, so it helps out. It helps me out. So I'm always doing
Yeah.
something,
You got to
and
stay
if
busy,
I,
man. And like you said,
yeah.
you already know the retired life, so you know that sitting at home isn't much more
No,
fun
it wasn't for
either,
me.
right?
No, because I retired. I was able to retire young because I got into the city at a younger age,
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
What age did you did
I
you
got it when
retire
I
at?
was in my 20s, my early 20s.
Oh,
So
wow.
I was able to, retire, and I'm on a good plan. So, and then when I went to work for this company, the insurance was just like, I mean, it was awesome. And the price of it,
Good insurance.
Yeah, they have good insurance.
That definitely
So,
helps, like the benefit, right? Of
yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yes, sir.
But, see, I want to be able to now sell the house, buy something maybe newer, you know what I'm saying? Get out of it. I've been in an apartment for quite a few years. And I said, well, now I can go ahead and move, find me something. Because I do have a real estate lady that. The family's worked with, and they're pretty aggressive, and able to find me something. I like this. Like I said, I told her I like this area, and she could find me something here within, this area I work, I live in now. So I can now give her more of a heads up, because I could afford it, even before I sold the house. But I said, well, now it's time to move on, My kids went to that to the church at the end. I don't know if the area. St. Matthew's is right there.
Yep,
Yeah. Well, my kids went to school there. My
Oh, did
daughter
they?
went there. What from kindergarten all the way to eighth grade. My son went there from about fourth grade up till eighth grade. So they went to school there. To that church. And sometimes my ex, she still goes to that. She'll go to that church every now and then, But
Yeah,
it's
and that's
something that's.
so
And
your life definitely
when
changed
I
when
first,
you moved down
the only
here.
reason I moved there was because, well, see, my ex-wife, her mom and dad lived, across the street and a couple of houses to the south. There's a red brick house there. I don't know if. Like I said, I don't know if you know the area, but that's where they lived at. And the house at the time was the house, that house there, it's a red brick house. It was owned by a contractor. I guess he built the house or something. I'm not sure how it worked out, but it's a nicer house, you know, back when they lived there. Like I say, my ex in-laws lived there, so it's a nice house. So they, I met her and stuff, and then her cousin owned that house, and then he gave me a chance to buy it, so I bought it, you know, and then we lived there, and then we got divorced. I kept the house, you know. So, you know, it just worked out, you know.
When it works out, it works out, and you don't question it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then now, you know, I'm gonna make money, you know, off it, you know, this house, you know. And it's time for me to just get rid of it, you know. My sister just thought, like I said, my sister's moving with my mom, and so my mom won't be by herself, you know. You know. Like, well, she was okay. My mom's still, I know she's up in age, but she gets around real good. She's very spry. And she
Oh
looks
man,
good
you're
for her
blessed.
age. People don't even know her age unless you tell them, and they go, "She's how old?" I go, "She doesn't even look it. She looks 20 years younger than that." But you
Wow.
know, and my
That's such a
mom,
deep question.
and like I said, my younger brother who lived with my mom, he passed. So you
Oh,
know,
sorry, man.
I lost him last, actually. He went in the hospital Christmas Eve, and he lasted another week, and then it was like, you know, he would have been a vegetable kind of, because he, what happened, he choked. He
Oh,
there's
no.
a there's a there's on my dad's side, there's this condition
Yes,
where
sir.
the throat is kind of like, it gets kind of smaller. So you have to chew your food more. And I went to the doctor and had everything, got checked out to make sure I was okay. But I
Yeah,
make
yeah.
sure I chew my food, and I, you know, so I make there's other things. I had the droopy eyelids, which is, they go together, which is weird. And that's what I decided to go. And I had cosmetic surgery done to have my eyelids raised up, because my eyelids were droopy, and people say, "You high?" And I go, "No, I'm not high. That's just what my eyelids are." So, you know, and I had the cosmetic, and I had them raised. So, and then the doctor says, "Are you from this part of the? Are your family from New Mexico?" I go, "No, because they say it's common in New Mexico." I said, "My dad was from Texas. My mom's from Michigan." So, and like I said, it runs on my dad's side of the family. And I
Well,
have a
you
sister
know.
who has a problem with, you know, she has to make sure when she eats that she chews her food real good or cuts up small, you know. And
All we can do is appreciate the moments that we have with
yes.
the people who mean the most to us, and do our best to take care of ourselves, right? So
Yes,
either
exactly.
just, you know, going and checking up, making sure that you're cautious when you're eating
Yeah.
your food. You know,
Yeah,
that's all we
yeah.
can really do, man. But you're super blessed that you still have your mom, you know, healthier than ever, and that's a huge blessing, man.
Yeah. I lost my dad like over 20 years now. It's been, you know. And he was, I mean,
Wow.
he was 10 years older than my mom, so you know, in age, so, but you know, I lost him about 20 years ago.
Yes,
I
sir.
still miss him.
I mean, I'm sure it doesn't go away. It doesn't go away.
No.
That's 100% of a
Yeah.
fact right there. Okay, and Robert, so I just want to make sure that the email you gave me, that was bigpapab61@gmail.com,
Yes, gmail.com.
that's right. All right, did you want to go ahead, if you could go ahead and open up your email with me, you might have to press me on speaker, and then I know you're going to access it on your phone.
Ooh, I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah,
Hold on.
If you could, if not, we'll hang up, and then, you know, you can just go ahead and
If not, I have another phone. I have my work phone.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Try maybe that one then.
Well, my work phone is a different email and stuff. I mean, I don't use this one on this one. But if I call you back on this phone, on my work phone, and then open up the other one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what's your work phone number? I'm going to call you on that one right now.
That's a good question, because I never call myself. Let me find it. Let
okay,
me go
yeah,
to my contacts. Okay, Mike, you ready for my number?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's 480
532-2584. 2584. Okay, so I'm going to call you from my cell phone number. It's a 623 number. And we'll go ahead and hang up. We'll go ahead and hang up, and I'll call you right back. So,
okay.
I guess we'll talk here in like 15 seconds.
Okay.
All righty
then.
Robert.
All right. Bye-bye.